Earl girls, welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earl. Today we're back with my friend Hannah.
Hey.
I haven't seen her in a minute, so we wanted to really debrief with you guys. I've been going through my DMs and you guys need a lot of help when it comes to guys. And
a lot.
I'm not really sure, like, I think we give pretty good advice. I think, but
that's up for debate for sure. Depending on who you
Hannah
ask.
And I definitely have similar takes when it comes to guys and like a similar mindset, and we always have, even since like freshman year of college. I mean, we've like gone on double dates together. Hannah's gotten me ready for dates. We have a lot of stories and a lot of advice, and you guys need a lot of help. So we're gonna go over all of that today. Welcome back, Hannah. Happy
Thanks.
To have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. I missed you guys, and I'm excited to get into this with you.
This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season. And no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair. So whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Quay.com.
I guess first, I haven't seen you in like forever because I went home manically for like a month.
I know, I haven't seen you. Where have you been?
I've been MIA from the MIA.
Hannah's from Connecticut.
Yeah, so I was up north. It was freezing and cold, but my grandparents from England were there, so I spent as much time as I could, and now I'm back, finally.
Okay, family core.
Yes, thank you. We haven't seen each other for a long time, so I guess we have a lot to catch up on.
How was your New Year's?
Don't even get me started on New Year's. I'm still triggered by the topic. So I went to Providence because my boyfriend's from Newport, and we went into the city for New Year's, and we were supposed to go to like a cute little bar, have a cute little moment. Like, his friends were coming with us. We had like our rides, tequila shots in the car. I was like on a high.
Starting 2024.
Yes.
2024.
I'll forget that. But we get to Providence, and it's like actually dealing with like our friend group. Like, no one was making a decision. Everyone was like, should we go here or here? I'm like, aren't boys like straightforward and to the point? Like, what's going on here? So we're doing laps. Laps around Providence, and I'm like, I'm so over it at this point. And finally my car makes a stop, and we see this bar. We run over, and the bouncer's like, oh, sorry, we're at capacity. And that was at 11:58. So my New Year's kiss, my start to 2024, was in a gray and empty parking lot in Providence, Rhode Island. So,
no.
Yep.
No.
I hope that doesn't foreshadow what this year is bringing for me.
I mean, darkness.
It's dark and it's scary, and
that's okay.
Yeah. No, it was fine.
I mean, you can only really go up from there, hopefully.
Exactly. Like, I started off at rock bottom, and we're going up.
There we go.
So, and yours was the complete opposite. Could not be farther from a Providence parking lot.
We were in the club with Nicki Minaj, and she was the best. Like, I'm just so obsessed with Nicki Minaj, you know this. And She killed it, but I didn't have a New Year's kiss because Braxton couldn't come. Yeah. So
I mean, just you were with all the girls.
Yeah. We had a girl night, so Aww. It was fine.
I mean, me as a Barb and also at this point have been home for so long missing my friends. The pain I felt standing in that parking lot and clicking through Snapchat and reading the group chat, I was in pain.
Well, like, we're happy physical. That you're back. Yes. She's back. Update on the 30 hard. Hannah's doing it with me.
Which is so unlike me.
This like, is so unlike Hannah.
When I told my parents that I was doing it, they literally looked at me with blank stares and they're like, I mean, we're so happy, but
we're ecstatic.
I feel like I need to learn to be healthier. So.
So we've just been sober this month. And I will say the first week was very, very, like, I was like, I'm not doing this. This is not happening. My body was so sore because you're, like, doing physical activity twice a day, which is a lot.
There was one day where it was snowing, and I was like, you will not catch me dead outside walking around. So I literally did laps around my kitchen counter for 45 minutes. And I was like, if anyone's peering into my house right now, I would look like a glitch.
Saturday night, I didn't get my outdoor workout in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, guys, I have to go for a walk. But it's, like, 10 p.m. at night, like, in Miami, like, that's definitely really dangerous to do. So I went to Anna and Brooke's place, and we went to their pool, and they had glasses of wine in the pool, like normal people. Mm-hmm. We were up there for like 2 hours.
You were there like,
I was running in the pool. I did sprints because I can't swim.
Yeah.
Like, one thing about me is I cannot swim.
Yeah.
Like, I know you used to be a swimmer, so you don't relate, but like, I just can't,
the
I don't know how, like,
there.
I drown myself if I try to swim. Like, I can doggy paddle and that's about it. But I was just running laps in the pool and it was actually a pretty good workout. But Aww. I ended up
You're like a little aerobics
scraping
grandma.
Off all my toenail polish. It's all dissipated
Were
now.
You running on like the tops of your toes? Like
I guess so. I guess my toes were like a little mangled under there. Like a little gremlin.
The surface of the pool.
Well, because it's slippery. I was trying to like grip down on the pool because like you're trying to run, you fall. That's probably why people swim in the pool and not run. Yeah. But
oh my god,
it was fine.
Honestly, like appreciate the dedication there. So.
Yeah, I got my outdoor workout in. Yeah. Well, they sat there and listened to music and had wine. I'm loving the 30 hard though.
It's so much fun, I swear.
And this weekend I'm going to the Kansas City Chiefs game. Well. I keep going at the Kansas City Chiefs game, but I'm going for the Dolphins.
Yes.
The Dolphins versus the Chiefs game, and it's in Kansas City, which is going to be negative zero degrees.
And you will have no liquid blanket.
And that's what I'm saying is, like, how did I not plan for this when I'm thinking of dry January? Like, all I want to do is go to this football game. We literally have, like, a sick setup. We're flying there on a plane with Braxton's friends.
Oh my god, that's
landing
so fun.
Going to the game and getting right back on the plane and going home, and I'm like, that would be the perfect ideal situation to get hammered.
Yeah, wow.
And I'm gonna
and
be
you could sleep on the plane
and
right
I'm gonna
home.
Be with people I don't really know, and I'm gonna be with all the Dolphins wives and girlfriends, and I'm gonna be sober as a brick. I'm literally gonna shoot myself.
Oh, can you make exceptions? Because oh my
that's
god,
what I'm like if I hadn't been posting on social media about
this, no, you can't.
Of course I would make an exception. Of course I'd be like, well, this is one night out of 30 days I can have a drink. But, like, I'm afraid that people would literally come for my neck.
Yeah, oh my god. There would be knocks on your door with pitchforks. Like, flame. Like, actually.
So I guess I can't drink. Thanks a lot, guys.
There are girls relying on you now, so.
Yeah. So if you're in it with us and you're also, like, really just wanting to have a drink this month...
You can't.
You fucking
Sorry.
Can't, okay?
No exceptions.
If we can't, you can't. We're doing this together.
Or you're a freak.
And, out on our list for 2024 is recycling guys. Now, yes. To give context here, Hannah and I both have boyfriends, mm-hmm. but... A lot of you guys need a lot of help. Like, I'm reading my DMs and a lot of the What Would Alex Do questions. And I'm like, we need to sit down and have, like, a therapy session. I feel like for us, we used to sit down and listen to, like, Call Her Daddy.
Yes.
Freshman year
oh my
of
God,
college.
That used
and we
to
were
be
like,
my Bible.
Yeah.
Bible.
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 So we're going to try and give you guys some like dating advice, first dates, what to do when you're going on a first date, how to talk to a guy. Are you going on a date or are you just there to hook up with him? So we're going to go over all of this.
Are you just a hole?
Your daddy.
This is very full circle right now.
It is. So wait, I feel like have we told this before, but Hannah and I wanted to start a podcast freshman year. We wanted to call it The Morning After, and we never did it, but now here we are.
And it was before podcasting was cool. So yeah. If you ever doubt Alex's place in this, it has been a dream since the beginning.
Out for 2024, my whole point.
Wait, back to what we're talking about.
New boys are in recycling old boys, recycling exes, hookup situationships. Is out. I feel like a very common theme with girls, and I feel like it's just feeling like comfortable and you want to like go back to a guy either that like you used to date, you used to hang out with, whatever it is, an ex-boyfriend. I mean, it never, in my opinion, I don't think it ever turns out as good as you like hoped. Like you always think you're going to go back and it's just, it's still disappointing. Like if you left the first time, you should keep moving on. Mm-hmm. Like for example, I think this time last year, I like was in between. I wasn't with NFL man yet. I just had ended things with baseball boy. And I thought reduce, reuse, recycle. I hit up my ex-boyfriend and I went to hang out with him and it was like talking to a wall.
An actual brick.
The same problems that we used to have. And I was just like, oh my gosh, you always think it's going to be good because you think of the good things and you forget all the bad stuff. Yeah. And I mean, I hung out with him and immediately I was like, wait, why did I do this? And now I'm like embarrassed that I reached back out to him, like gave him some like confidence.
I feel like it just always makes you feel worse in the end. Like there's no plus except like you boost their ego. Yeah. And
so out for 2024. Out is going back to guys. But now, okay, we're going to go out with new guys. We're going to go out on a date. We're going to hang out with someone.
But how do we do that, Alex?
And that's like it's scary and it's like hard to find a guy to hang out with. But I mean, our friends are really going through the ringer right now with like dating apps and meeting guys. And I feel like it's kind of funny to witness from like an outside.
There's also like a level of excitement to that. I feel like reframing it and like seeing the excitement in it, like getting to have those girls' nights where you fill everyone in on your like most recent date, who you're talking to. Like as girls with boyfriends, that is so fun to hear about.
It is, and it's all for the plot. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it goes good, bad, indifferent. It's all for the plot, so it doesn't actually really matter. So just go on the date, get out there. But how do you like get to the date? Like how are you getting there? Are you reaching out to this guy first? Is he reaching out to you? Personally, I'm not really good with reaching out to guys first. Every time I've tried to slide into a guy's DMs, holy shit, it comes back to just haunt me. Like, there was this one guy in college. He was, like, an athlete, and I DM'd him. And he answered, and for some reason I said, like, I really like your dance moves. Like, what? Your dance moves? About some video of him dancing. Like, I have no idea why I would say that, and I mean, I think like end of high school, maybe COVID when I was really bored in the house and I DM'd everyone under the sun and they never saw it or reached out. Mm-hmm. And then I've had people like this past year DM me and it's still there from like 2020. Graveyard, like. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just so haunting. So like personally, I like when a guy reaches out to me first, but I don't think that always has to be the case. Like I think at some point, like you have to like have some balls and get out there a little bit.
I would say like you don't have to DM a guy with some like crazy first line or like, I feel like the best way to do it is if there's someone like in your class or like that you've seen around, you can DM them asking them a question. So you're just sort of like making that connection without having to be like, hey, like,
sliding. I feel like it's always better to start off as
friendly,
not flirty. Flirty always just goes, and then I don't know, I feel like if you're trying to actually like find a boyfriend, like that will also just put you in like a rabbit hole of like making yourself just a hookup.
Definitely.
Which I think we need to also differentiate for people the difference between you are hanging out with a guy mm-hmm. and you are going on a date with a guy, because I think that can be super confusing.
Especially when you first get to college, because, like, I don't know about other colleges, but with UMiami, there wasn't really, like, a college town. So, mm-hmm. like, going on dates, like, wasn't the norm, I feel like.
Yeah, and like, it's also not normal for a guy in college to really, like, be taking you out to, like, a big fancy dinner.
Yeah, but there is a difference between him asking you to, like, go to the dining hall together and him inviting you to his dorm at, like, 1:30 in the morning.
I think you need to, like, make sure that something's planned in advance and make sure it's something, like, other than sitting down and watching a movie. Because yes. that's not a date.
No.
That's not...
That's foreplay.
Okay,
let's be fucking for real.
It's not a date. So, I think it's just being self-aware, which is a big in for 2024, is being self-aware yes. here, girls. I mean, I'm working on it. We're mm-hmm. all working on it. But we have to be self-aware in these moments. And you have to, like, know... I don't know what a guy is kind of like treating you as.
Yes. You might end up hurting yourself, but I feel like that's better than being DeLulu and then letting him hurt you instead of like
yeah.
doing it to yourself.
And I think something else to note with that is deciding whether you like the guy or not.
Mm-hmm. I feel like so many times I had to teach myself this is like, sometimes I'll just be, like, hanging out with a guy and I'll be like, oh, I do like him. Like, yeah, I want to date him. But then, like, 1 or 2 months into the relationship, I'm like, wait. I don't like talking to him.
Yeah.
I don't like hanging out with him. Like, I'm not even attracted to him.
I feel like a lot of it for girls is, like, a game. You want to feel, because it is nice when someone, like, mm-hmm. likes you and you feel validated and you, like, want that validation. But that doesn't mean that, like, you like them. Like, I think you have to, like, take a step back and be like, wait, do I even, for one, like this person?
Mm-hmm. I feel like girls don't ask themselves that enough, also.
It's not, like, you can't be so butthurt when something doesn't come from, like, a date or if it's not forming into a relationship. But mm-hmm. we're gonna get there, but I feel like we need to, like, take it a step back and, like, yes. go back to, like, the first date, because so many of you guys ask me, like, I'm going on a date, I'm nervous, what do I do? Personally, I think when I'm going on a first date, I just always try to trick myself into pretending like I'm best friends with this person mm-hmm. already and being myself and like laughing and being outgoing, but just not like, I don't know, like treating them as a friend.
Yeah. I mean, I have a version of this. I mean, like I'm pretty out there and like weird. So I kind of like to let a guy know that on the first date.
Yeah.
So I get right into it. Like, I'm like, when's the last time you cried? Like, just like, what's your deepest trauma in life? Like, I don't know. I don't care. And I just like straight up ask them. And honestly, like a lot of guys have never been asked stuff like this before and they like, mm-hmm. like sharing it. So first of all, you end up learning a lot about the guy, which can sometimes reveal huge red flags and you can leave. Or like, it's a really fun and interesting dinner conversation. Like, I don't know, just not beating around the bush, putting yourself out there.
I also think something good to do on dates as well as that is guys love when you're interested in them. I mean, of mm-hmm. course, like they want to feel like gassed up and like,
yes. just,
I think asking questions to the little things they say, you know, like follow-up questions if they're talking mm-hmm. about their family, almost like act as if you're like their therapist, but not really their therapist. Yes. Don't be like psychotic, but mm-hmm. act so interested. If they're talking about like this new pair of sneakers that they got, like, this is, you're like, wow. You're like,
wow, show me a picture.
Like, I need
do
to
we
know,
care? No.
I need to know all about these sneakers. So just acting interested, I think, is like a big turn on for guys or a big like green flag in their eyes. I think always being polite on a date, like being polite to the staff, just show that you have manners, like show you're not a bitch.
There's a lot of like, there's a lot of parallels of like stuff that you would want a guy to do on the first date, like seem interested in you, like, again, be polite to the wait staff. Like, it doesn't just pertain to guys. Like, everything that you would want on a first date, like, be that person for yourself
yeah.
or for the other person.
Wow.
So, wow, it was, like, really deep.
Really okay, insightful. Hannah. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier, and you guys know how much I love to have a good time, and I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside, summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com.
But I feel like also if you're feeling really nervous going into a first date, the best thing ever is like getting ready with your friends. I think having a glass of wine, like them helping you do your
makeup.
There's
nothing wrong with having a little drink before your date.
Unless you're doing 30 hard and then you can put it the fuck down.
Oh my God, that brings me back to freshman year, getting ready for dates. This is a great example, actually, of a time where I was preparing as if I was going on...
Wait, to the Met Gala.
To the Met Gala, because this football player asked me to hang out, and oh my God, we thought it was the coolest thing ever. I think I did, like, take a shot before in the dorm, actually.
Oh, 100%.
But Hannah came over to my dorm room. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm so nervous right now. I can't do this. She's like, no, you're going to look so good. You're going. I put on my green Lululemon leggings because I was like, okay, Lululemon, like designer. And then I put on this tie-dye t-shirt that was like cropped. So there was like an inch of stomach out. So it was like a little provocative.
Oh, but so like, slutty and hot.
I have this tie-dye shirt on. And then I have...
Also, tie-dye was the moment.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool. And I had these... sneakers. They were white Air Forces, but I bought them off eBay for like way too much money. Like I could have just done this myself with hot glue and some jewels, but the check on the Nike
my God, I
had
really
like
can see this outfit in my head.
They
right
were
now.
High top Air Forces with a bedazzled rose gold Nike check, and I thought I gave everything and more. Like
oh,
I was like
crazy over them.
I mean, it was the coolest outfit we thought we ever seen. We definitely have pictures from this night.
I need to go look and find
one. Because you guys are going to die. So
it's burned into my skull.
I'm hanging out with this football player. I think that I'm the coolest girl in school right now, as if he's not hitting up like everyone else with a pulse. Everyone else with a pulse. So I'm getting ready for this. And this was the definition of we were going over to his place to watch a movie. I was not going on a date, and I acted like I was. He pulls up to campus to pick me up with... when I tell you he parked, like, all the way away from the freshman dorms, like, I had to trudge through the woods, through the swimming pool, across campus.
Oh, he was had the biggest smile on your face while you did
I was like, oh, he just actually can't pull up to the dorms right now. No, sweetie. Oh, be self-aware. He's trying to hide you.
Be self-aware.
So if some guy is not, like, coming to pick you up at your place and like will come to the door and get you, and if he's trying to hide you, that's another really big red flag that I just did not care about in the moment. I was like, here I go. And I think when I got to the car, he was slouched down, like he had a seat reclined all the way back, like all the way back. He was basically laying down horizontal, and I get in. He's like, come on.
He's like peering over the side.
He's like, come on, close the door, close the door. I'm like, oh, I'm like, I don't know. Like, he's a football player. Like, oh my God, he's so
rush
famous
to get back with you.
Like, we have to get in the car before the paparazzi get us. So that was just, oh my God. And you know what he said to me right when we got in the car? He was like, and I totally fell for this like an idiot. He was like, you have such pretty blue eyes. Like, our kids would have like beautiful blue eyes.
Oh my God. And you came back and told us, and none of us checked you. Not one of us. We were all like,
I was like, wait, I literally said hi to him and he wants to have kids with me. So
we're like, oh my God, you guys are gonna date, like, yeah, get married.
When I tell you guys, this night ended up going so horribly in a way that, like, we're not even gonna get into. Was not a date. He did not like me. I don't think he ever reached out to me again. That's okay. We keep it moving.
Do you think he still wants your kids? So, like,
I think he's like married.
Is he actually?
Yeah, I think so.
Good for him. Well, watch out. He wants Alex Earl's kids, so.
He can't have them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just a fun example of getting ready with your friends. And even if they're preparing you for disaster, they're, yes, getting ready with your friends is always good. Calms the nerves.
Yeah, because then again, even if it goes to shit, like, looking back years later, you still have that, like, fun memory of getting ready together.
It's for the plot.
Yeah.
That's like another big thing. Another thing for 2024 is it's not that deep. Whatever it is, like, just stop. It's not that deep. Like, we gotta move on. Even if you're talking about like a breakup, like getting past someone, like, it's not that deep. We gotta keep going.
Yeah. I think it's also like, think about doing stuff to bring content to girls' dinners. Like, there should be a tax. You have to do at least one adventurous, funny, crazy thing before you go to a dinner. So like, that could be your thing: going on a first date, talking to a new guy, and if it goes badly, then the story is going to be funnier. So
yeah, so don't be nervous. And now, after the first date, this is where I feel like girls get a little crazy. You know who you are. I'm talking to you sitting in your car right now listening to this. You know, you go on a date with a guy and all of a sudden you're like, when are you proposing?
That's literally me though.
This is another time.
I'm, like, I'm getting called out.
Rome wasn't built in a day, ladies. No. It's going to take more than a date for him to want to be your boyfriend. Maybe many dates, maybe many months, and maybe he still doesn't want to be your boyfriend. So,
going, I mean, this like connects to how my boyfriend and I started dating, and it's so wildly embarrassing. But I met him one time. We had one conversation, and he was rushing the frat that we really liked hanging out with. So I went up to the rush chair and I was like, I have a crush on this kid. Like, you have to let him into the frat because I want to see him again. And he was like, you have a crush on him? And I was like, yes, like a huge giant crush. And he went and told my now boyfriend that I had a crush on him after one conversation. And I saw him at this pregame and he came up to me and he was like, so I heard you have like a huge crush on me, and I have never wanted to die more, like, actually. So, I mean,
that's kind of cute though.
Yeah, no, it worked
out. That's
a
way where it's not,
but
like,
if it went badly, I never would have recovered.
Like, yeah. But like, I don't know, like, that's the thing with guys, is I feel like they like little hints of that you like them and that you're interested, but you just can't suffocate them. Like, you cannot be triple texting them after a date. Like, let them breathe. Like, as much as you want your space, like, you need to let them breathe. And I don't know, I think texting guys, for me, I'm the driest texter in the entire world. Like, even with my boyfriend now, he texted me, like, he's like, I love you, you look beautiful. And I'm like,
you're like,
TY. I don't know, like, for some reason, like, texts, I don't like texting.
Yeah, I don't either. I feel like with, like, even when my boyfriend and I were, like, getting to know each other, it's like FaceTime or, like, let's hang out.
Yeah.
Like,
don't give everything over text.
Yeah.
And, like, don't be, girls are always so worried about the text or, like, what to reply or whatever. Like, text, just keep it short and simple, in my opinion. Leave the conversation and all of that and, like, questions and follow-up. Yeah. Like, leave that for in person. Like, you want to be mysterious. And, like, I swear to God, guys can sense when a girl is, like, all up on them. Like, or not all up on them, but...
all up on that.
But, like...
No, you're putting a weird energy out there.
Guys can sense when you are like fiending for them, you and know I when swear you, like, to God, it makes them run away.
Yeah, like when one of your friends is like talking to a guy, and you just like can feel their like jitters. Like I feel like that's so easy to read in messages or like calls or seeing you like. You're giving bad vibes.
And it doesn't need to be, like, a big game. Like, I mean, I think...
Says you.
I'm definitely, like, I think in the beginning you need to be, like, a little bit weary of, like, let's not answer their text 30 seconds after they send it. Like, you know, give it some time.
If that makes you anxious, like, just don't even begin. Because I've been there and it's... a rabbit hole.
I do think it's nice to give the guy some space. And also, again, give yourself some space. Like, this is... girls get so worried about, like, ooh, what does the guy think? Like, whatever. Do you think he's sitting there wondering what you think about him?
No. He's taking his seventh shit of the day. Like, I promise you.
Like, guys and girls are just so different. So, like, you need to almost channel the mentality of a guy. You, like, are the fuckboy.
Yes. Be the fuckboy.
And
but don't be, we're not being toxic in 2020.
No, but not toxic, but like you just don't, I think what I'm trying to get at here is like, you need to be so good and secure with yourself. There should never be a point where you're in life and you're like, I want a boyfriend just to have a boyfriend. Yeah. Like you should be happy in your life without a boyfriend. And then I think that's when you're going to like find someone who compliments you and compliments your life, but you can't go out searching for one. Like you can go on dates and like want to find someone, but not in a way where you're like needing it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. No, because I also think if you're needing it, like the wrong type of guy will sense that and take advantage of that, and you'll end up in a relationship with someone that like you don't deserve just because you're like wanting someone, not like a specific someone.
Yeah. And I think like make this the time for you to decide, like, do I like him? Is he texting me back too fast and giving me creeper vibes? Like, I think, like, you need to decide this for yourself and, like, let it progress naturally. I think as I've matured a little bit, I think it's okay to, like, let them know you're interested. If you go out again, like, you know, like, it's okay to say those things to them. But it's just, like, don't be freaking crazy.
Yeah. I think I, like, really struggled with this. Like, I was like really anxiously attached, and this is getting like really deep, but I saw this TikTok and it was like, if you're anxiously attached in your relationships, you're actually having an avoidant relationship with yourself. So there's like some part of you, I know, right? That thinks that like you don't deserve to be liked by your dream guy, or like you don't deserve the best type of love. So you settle for something and then you try to validate it by like reaching out and being anxious about the relationship all the time. So, like, again, that goes back to, like, dating yourself first. Figure out what's wrong with yourself. Like, go to therapy.
Go to therapy. Go to therapy.
It really helps. But, yeah.
I know. I went to one therapy session. She was like, you have avoidant attachment dating style. And I was like, huh?
You needed someone to tell you that.
My friends are like, Alex, we've been trying to tell you. Yeah. But I will say I've gotten so much better at showing affection.
No, I'm like really proud of you.
I think
even just the way you talk about him, I've never heard you talk about a guy.
I think
this.
It's because I actually like him.
Yeah.
I have to say, I think I've like dated guys before that I just actually really.
Yeah.
I mean, I've dated a guy for convenience. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, in college, like, you're going out, he's there. I was like, sure. But it's, like, I actually, like, I'm excited and happy. So this is the first time for me showing affection. Like, this was not ever a thing for Alex. I never showed affection. Mm-hmm. And even, like, posting him. Like, I swear to God, I would have boyfriends and never post them once. Like, I was like, I will hide you till the day I die, because I didn't want to share that I had a boyfriend, because I like wanted to still like see if there was other options out there for me. I know this is hot, like toxic and horrible to say. Everyone keep on moving on.
Shush. Literally shush. I don't want to hear it.
Not that I.
It's in the past.
But yeah, we're much better now. Feeling good.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because my point of this is, before I started, you know, hanging out with Braxton and got to a point where I was like, okay, maybe I could date this guy, I literally was saying to, like, our friends, I was like, I'm so happy not being with a guy right now. And like, I'm so happy with myself. And it was the first time I literally ever that I felt like so content with not having a boyfriend and like not having someone to hang out with like that. And like, I don't know, like I was just like, I feel so good and secure in myself. And then he just came along and there we go. Be confident in yourself. Know your self-worth. If you're questioning it and if you're questioning if he really likes you or not.
He doesn't. Sorry. Nope. Move on.
And I think for anyone listening who's in college or just honestly at any point in life, like, I think you have to take away from the date, like, your connection with the person, not the actual experience, because there's many different types of first dates, you know? And I think it's important to remember just honestly, at any phase in life, not the actual date itself, but like the connection that you have on the date, because like dates can vary and it's just like, I don't know, like maybe you're going somewhere really nice or maybe you're not, but like that stuff shouldn't matter. It should matter like what you actually like enjoyed with the person and like the conversation and the connection.
Like my first date was at Dave and Buster's and yours was in a helicopter over Miami. Like,
yeah.
But I think that like just figure out what you want out of the date. And like for me, I love doing like fun activities. If you're nervous going into a first date, like I think doing an activity is a good way to get around.
If you're
that
nervous
too.
About sitting at a dinner and talking to a guy,
like I wouldn't do well at that. So I like we had talked about like doing the whole arcade thing, and it ended up being such a fun way to break the ice.
Yeah,
because you're talking about the games and not like
if you have an activity to do, it definitely makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
I love a dinner date, though, I will say.
I love a dinner date once I know someone.
Yeah.
Because I, like, if I don't like you, I really can't fake conversation. Like, I...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like in college, though, I was just always so excited for, like, a dinner date because it was free dinner. So I would say yes.
That
a literal rock on the sidewalk could ask me on a date, and I would be like, yes.
Yep. Let's go. When and where.
And if you are going on a dinner date or something in general, and I mean, this is kind of, this isn't toxic advice, but if you were like really wanting to get this guy to like you, like if you know this guy, you want him for whatever reason it is, and like you just, you want him to be interested in you, I think you can do a little bit. Not too much. And you can do a little bit of pre-stalking before the date and like see something he's like nichely interested in and like bring it up and like ask him about it. Or I don't know, like all of a sudden if he really likes country music, you're like, oh my god, I like, love country music. But then but then again, you're getting into the point where it's like, okay, well, you're like not even, this isn't even someone you like, you're just trying to get them to like you.
Yeah,
but
don't like
This is just if you need a little tip and trick if you want to go the other way.
Yeah. I think that it can really work unless you, like, for instance, hated country music and that was going to somehow come out later in the relationship. So I had a little bit of an experience with this technique, actually. So I was with this guy in college and I really liked him and we were, like, sort of on the cusp of dating. Mm-hmm. And we would Snapchat, and I saw this tapestry that he had hung up in, like, the background of all of his selfies that he was taking.
Oh, no.
And so I took my ass to Redbubble, to Etsy, to Amazon, and I was searching for this tapestry because I was like, there's two guys on it. Like, I can't make it out in the selfies.
Like, you're trying to find out what you're trying to find out, like, where he, like, bought this tapestry to find out who's on this tapestry?
Yeah, okay. Because, like, if you like something enough to hang it up in your room, like,
I must know about it.
Yes, I must know. So I finally found it. It was like a Playboy Cardi and Lil Uzi poster.
Oh, God.
And I, like, luckily knew some of their songs, so I didn't have to go, like, too deep into the stalker zone. So I did end up bringing it up in conversation and pretended that I just, like, knew off the bat where the tapestry was from when I saw it for the first time. And he was like, wow, like, you, like, know them? Like, that's really impressive. And I'm there like, yeah.
I feel like these things go, like, right over guys' heads. If you're really, really nervous about a date and, like, you just can't get yourself to do it, I think you can like go on a double date. And I think this is especially for people who are like out of college, because it's definitely different. Like now our friends are like actually like matching with guys on these dating apps and like going on actual dates. Like it's not someone that you're going to be meeting at like a frat party anymore. Like you're literally going to meet a stranger, and like,
which can be scary.
It can be, and like dangerous.
Yeah.
So you could always be like, let's do something. Like I have a girlfriend, if you have someone you want to bring, and go on a double date, and maybe
if you're setting that up, please make sure that the guys are of equal cuteness level. Because Alex screwed me freshman year.
I
kind of went into it knowing, but I was like taking one for the team.
And Hannah took one for the team freshman year with a double date, because there was this guy and he was really cool in my eyes. Like, I feel like, would you say he's famous?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I have to go on this date. Like, you are coming with me. So
I agreed. You had to go on the date. So I was like,
I feel like you also wanted to come with me though.
Yeah, it was like a really cool experience.
We were like, we can both date him. Yeah. I don't know.
But no, he wanted Alex.
We trekked on over to South Beach together and we get there.
The other guy, like, all praise, all love to my short kings out there, but I am really tall. They are just, it's not my journey. This man was like 5'4", like maybe 55
years old. Hannah's like 5'10".
Yeah, like this was just not gonna work out. Like I literally could have put him in my pocket. And we sit down and I'm like, first of all, we came over and they're sitting, so he looks even shorter. Yeah. Like I'm literally like, oh my God, is it too late to like walk out?
But right was now? This even like a date? Like I think we were going to like the club.
Well, we were at that, like, place for drinks first, and he worded it being, like, I have a guy, like, bring a girl.
Yeah. Well, it was okay.
I mean, he also was, like, not nice. So I'm like, wait, you look bad and you have a bad personality? Like,
he was short and angry.
That is double fucking homicide. Like,
yeah, but Hannah really took one for the team there. But I mean, like, you can do that for a girlfriend if you need to.
I mean, it also was like so funny.
Like, it's such a fun, like, another a funny story that we have in our back pocket. That's just like literally what we were doing there.
Back
wait, there
with the guy I went on wait. Date with.
I think we're sleeping on the fact that when we got there, my date, like the person who asked me on the date, had another girl sitting there for him. So we walk into this date. The guy that I'm supposed to be seeing, I guess we'll just call him like Peter, okay?
Peter.
There's a girl sitting next to Peter. We get there. I'm thinking this is maybe like one of Peter's friends. And she starts talking to me and she's like, yeah, Peter invited me, like blah, blah, blah. Like I've been talking to him. And I'm like, we were both like, what's going on here?
Okay.
And then Peter starts like talking to me and this other girl starts getting mad and I'm like, wait, I'm really confused, like what's going on here? And maybe this is another example of this was not an actual date.
And we stayed.
We had like a fun night, but then we just like ended up going home after. We just like took the free drinks and the clubbing night and whatever, but like, okay, that was not like an actual like date.
No, that was not a date.
And I think we learned that like as soon as we got there. That date didn't go so well. And if you're on a date that also doesn't go so well, I think you have to like realize that and stop romanticizing maybe this person that you like made them out to be so great in your head, because maybe clearly they're not if the date went horribly. I think it depends how the date goes horribly, but dates can definitely go bad, and I have overlooked those first date red flags before, and I regretted it. And I ended up dating him. And let me tell you, I could have saved myself a whole year if I had just listened on the first date here.
I mean, guys tell on themselves.
Yeah.
Like, if you
they're not that smart.
Put your listening ears on, they will tell on themselves on that first date. Like,
we went out to dinner, and I mean, in my eyes, I just felt bad. So basically I go out to dinner with this guy, we're in college, we get dinner and the check comes and I'm a stickler on this, okay? I'm not the kind of girl that's like, let me split the check. Like I'm a firm believer, I think the guy should always pay for the date. I think then maybe if you're dating, like you can split some things here and there, or maybe you get something, he gets something, but like a first date.
In the courting phase, like guys should be
paying. In the first date, the guy's paying, sorry. So the check comes, I'm obviously sitting there twirling my straw in my drink because I'm like, I'm not pulling out my wallet.
I don't pretend. Like, all these girls, like, pretending to look
good. Yeah, no.
No.
I'm like...
Just literally sit there and look pretty. That's like...
Give them a smile. And basically, he goes to pull out his wallet and he's like, oh, man.
Oh, my God. I do not want to hear those words.
I forgot my card. And I was like, oh, okay. He's like, I forgot my card. Like, and my mom, like, she gave me money and I forgot my card. I was like, oh.
Your mommy gave you money? Okay.
So then he's like, I'm just going to do Apple Pay. He goes up to the waiter and he's like, so do you guys have Apple Pay? And the waiter says no. And I mean, like, this has to be like the most awkward scenario ever. So like, he has no card. They're not taking Apple Pay. And we're just like awkwardly sitting there. He's fighting with this waiter about them not taking Apple Pay. And I'm like,
no.
I end up just paying for the date because I was like, okay, it happens. Like, whatever. Not that big of a deal. I feel like where the red flag in this really came in is he's like, okay, like, I'm going to Zelle you for the date. I get a Zelle from his mother.
Oh my God, I forgot about that part of it.
Like, not even him. Like, at least, like, fake it. At least have your mom send you the money and then you send it to me. Like, his literal mother Zelled me as if I was, like, babysitting him. And
oh my God, wait, I actually can't think of anything
I just
more
felt bad for him. So in the moment, I, like, overlooked it. But the more overall moral of the story is not, like, having to do with money. It's just that he was, like, literally dumb as bricks.
Did
and
he,
I like
wear
just...
a diaper on the date too? Like, that's like genuinely
he
terrible.
He was a sweetie, but he was really lacking brain cells.
Yeah.
And I just seemed to not care for some reason.
My mom and dad on their first date, actually my dad genuinely forgot his wallet, which, like, I was talking about this with him because I remembered that
story.
I mean,
like, stuff happens.
Stuff does happen, but I was like, oh, dad, do you have, like, any dating advice for the girls for the podcast? And he was like, literally don't date a man that forgets his wallet on the first date. So, yeah.
I mean, I feel like if it doesn't go well, recognize that. Be self-aware.
Yep.
Be self-aware that the date did not go well and keep on moving on. I feel like, though, we're going to get the best advice for them when we can, like, read these What Would Alex Do questions that you guys wrote in, because...
Some of y'all. Holy, go to therapy.
You guys need some help, and I'm going to read different questions. We're going to go over scenarios that you guys wrote in. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. So welcome back to What Would Alex Do? We're having Hannah and Alex debrief this segment about dating What Would Alex Do scenarios. I'm a little nervous for this one. All right, starting off. Hey, love the pod. What would Alex do if she was talking to a guy for the past month or two, and all of a sudden they said that they didn't want a relationship after leading you on? I don't know if I want a relationship, but I was definitely thinking it would turn into something more and said some low-key crazy things when he ended things.
Good for
the
you.
The sex is good, and I want to keep hooking up with him, but don't know how to go about it. Okay. First of all, I think we need to recognize here that you said, I don't know if I want a relationship.
Yeah. Like, that to me was like the most important part.
You, I think, are getting more wrapped up in the fact that like he told you he doesn't want to be in a relationship, mm-hmm. and you're now like getting competitive with that. Because you just said you don't even know if you want one. But I think either way, if you want to keep hooking up with him, I mean, I think that's fine. I don't think guys are ever going to like really like deny that. But I don't think you can keep that going if you're also going to like nag this guy about dating. So I think mm-hmm. you have to just kind of assess what you want here. And I think the moral of this topic is just like, why would you want to be with a guy who doesn't want to be with you?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I also feel like, though, if you don't want a relationship right now or you're not even sure, like, if you can handle it, like, just go with the flow. Like, that's how mm-hmm. my boyfriend and I started dating. Like, we both were just, like, enjoyed each other's company, enjoyed hanging out, and it, like, just, like, eventually turned into a relationship.
Yeah,
like,
Braxton and I hung out for 9 months before dating because I was, like...
2 months and not being ready to date is, like...
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's like, fine. I wouldn't put pressure on it, and I think maybe it can turn something, like, down the road, but, like, mm-hmm. if you keep putting pressure on it and, like, keep nagging this guy about it, he's gonna, like, back off and, like, run away. So, I think be chill, reach out to hang out, don't give psycho vibes.
Yeah, or at least just, like, pretend to be chill.
Just pretend. Hide the psycho.
This girl said, which is we kind of just touched on, but, so I don't go on dates often. I picked a guy off of a dating app to see for a night out. He plans sushi and mini golfing? Okay. I pay for parking, get ready, the whole nine yards. He shows up late, and talks about exes the whole time.
Oh, that's such a big red flag.
Girl. Nearing the end of the dinner, he talks about gender roles with the expectation of him to pay. Three strikes. Gaslighting me into paying for his meal. What would you do in that situation?
I think me, like, if I'm on this date with this guy, and one, he shows up late, two, he's talking about his ex, I probably would have just paid for the meal and left before we could have even gotten to the boat.
Yeah, I think I would have paid for my meal and left.
Like, yeah.
Not his, but...
I mean, at the end of the day, though, if he's, like, whatever...
Yeah.
I think I would have just been so, like, mad at the fact that this guy was being such a douche that I would have just been, like, I'm... give them the card and like leave, and you have no excuse to talk to him then.
The issue isn't even like the paying, it's more like that he was so disrespectful the whole date and then expected you to pay.
I think if a guy's talking about their ex too, especially on a first date, anytime in the first like months you're hanging out with them,
they're still
like,
in love.
One, they're still in love. Two, that's a red flag. Not a question, but a story of a crazy first date I had. Turns out the guy had been stalking my socials and got information from it so that we would have so much in common. Ruh-roh. Who would do that? I told him I was terrible with names, but really good at remembering faces. And he said, you must not be so good. He knew which car I drove, which I never posted online. He mentioned specific things about my life that no stranger would know about. He was also rude and condescending, but it was so creepy. Turns out he was a photographer at a club I had been at 2 months prior, hence the face remembering content comment, and he found me on socials and stalked me until I got the courage to ask me out on a date. I obviously blocked him. What?
And that's an example of taking it too far.
So when we say stalk a guy's socials before you go on a date, don't like hunt them down for 2 months and like
don't
follow
be club
them around.
Photographer.
Wait, that's so scary.
No, that's really scary actually. The car comment would really get me.
I would call 911 whilst on the date.
What's that thing you can ask for at a bar? An angel shot.
Is it?
Yeah. An angel shot.
I think this is just excuse me. Excuse me, Justin Bieber.
I think this is really reminding me of a time.
I think this is a good reminder for girls and just something in general out there. Like, when you're going on a date, first of all, especially a first date, especially if it's not a guy from your school that you guys like all know. Share your location with your friends.
Yeah, safety first.
Update them in the bathroom. Like, your friends should always have your location, know what's going on a first date like this. Like, this is just so scary because this guy knows your whole life and I'm scared. Not a question, but I shit you not, a guy pissed in the garbage on our first date, couldn't hold it, and peed in the literal garbage in downtown Chicago. That is such an amazing story that, like...
Why would this, like, not bother me?
What?
I don't know.
If a guy,
like... If he made it a funny joke, like, I feel like guys being funny is, like, so important to me.
I mean, yeah.
Actually, first date, no.
I mean, it depends the context.
Yeah.
If he's like, wait, I gotta go pee in this trash can right now.
Actually, I'm thinking about it and I completely retract what I said. That would really bother me.
You're like standing there while he takes off his pants in the trash can.
Yeah, no.
That's really funny. Alex, I met this guy at a bar, hung out with him, got his number. He bought me a drink. We connected. He comes back to me a few moments later, accusing me of robbing him because he couldn't find his wallet. I was mortified because I know I would never do that. He is this huge dude with his friends yelling at me. Anyways, it was on the floor. The next day, he drives an hour in a hurricane to take me to a fancy date to apologize. I catch feelings, and then a month in, he moves out of state and says he's never returning. Oh. Okay, first of all, if a guy loses his wallet and accuses you of robbing him,
red flag. He skipped, like, reasonable step A, B, and C.
That's really funny, but not funny. I feel like I can relate to this one weirdly a little bit because I had a guy do something to me that was, like, unforgivable, like, not okay at all in any circumstance. And he wanted to take me out on a sushi date to apologize, and I fell for it, and I went on the sushi date, and he apologized, and then kept on being a psycho and being crazy. So, I mean, if they're giving you, like, think about how long it takes for you to be psychotic in front of someone and, like, show all those layers of your onion.
Onion girl.
Why did that sound sexual? And it wasn't at all. Like, your layers of your onion.
The layers.
Anywho,
of
if he's being psychotic on the first date, he's gonna be psychotic on the fifth, sixth, seventh, and for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Wait. Oh my god. That reminds me of the time that we were coming back from the bar, and I was getting in this Uber with all my friends and some of my big sky friends, whatever, were like helping us get home safe, whatever. And this random guy, he, like, went to our school, but none of us, like, really knew him or whatever. He was blackout drunk, and he just, like, hopped in the Uber because he was, like, headed in the same direction. I don't even know why he was there. But he was so drunk and was getting, like, really aggressive and rowdy in the Uber. Like, I was getting a little scared. And then all of a sudden, I'm, like, talking to my friend Brooke, just, like, turning this way, whatever. He grabs the back of my head and goes like this. And literally slams it down into my knee bone. And I'm like grabbing my face. I'm like, holy fuck. Like, what just happened? And then all of a sudden, like, all the guys jump out of the Uber and start like dragging him onto the pavement. Like, thank God they were there to like get me out of that situation. That wasn't even the craziest part. The next day, these guys like tell him what he did because he was completely blacked out and had no idea. And a couple hours later, we like hear this knock on my apartment door. I'm like, hello? And we open it, and it's like, there's no one there.
A bag from Chanel.
Yeah, it was a Chanel bag. It was just, well, boo, he just got me the perfume.
A shopping bag from Chanel.
I literally saw this big Chanel bag. I'm like, ah! Like, punch me in the face again. But it was perfume and a huge bouquet of like 36 red roses. I'm like, what? I don't even know you, first of all, and that's like the weirdest thing ever, but it was his like apology for
but guys think that they can just like buy an apology.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying. Like, actions, don't let someone buy your apology.
Actions speak louder than words.
Forgiveness.
Well, I guess that is an action, so.
Oh my god, just don't do it.
Just don't forgive them. Just if don't. They're psycho, just keep on moving.
Yeah. Like, money should not be able to buy your forgiveness. Boom.
Boom. Even though we've fall, even though we've fallen for it a few times. Boom. Boom.
Follow your own advice. Boom.
Maybe we should start talking to ourselves. Boom.
We are.
Boom. This might be the worst podcast episode ever, or oh maybe the greatest.
I think it's going really well.
Me too. Okay.
Okay.
Are we done?
Oh my god, I think we're done. Our moral of the story was in self-awareness out Delulu.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Be self-aware about yourself, about the guy you're dating, about everything. Delulu girl is out.
It's not cool anymore. It's not funny anymore because you're just hurting yourself in the long run.
Boom. Yeah. Okay. Love you guys. This was such a fun and hectic episode. But I hope you guys enjoyed.
And love you guys.
We love you so much. Yay! I'll see you next Thursday. Bye.